Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Aaron Burns.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Building Dreams podcast. I'm Penny Carrick, your host, along with my other host, Aaron Burns. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
Good, good, good. And also we have Mark. Mark, you're not, this isn't something new for you. You've been a guest of the podcast before, and we promised to have you back. We were excited. I think we kind of made you come back, but I think you're okay. I think you like us all right, huh?
I'm excited to be back. I appreciate the invitation, and everyone's doing well.
Well, last month and last podcast, Aaron and I took a deep dive into the Realtor Advantage program. Actually, we've talked about it a couple of times, and after our recap of IBS, and that IBS is when we kind of took it to the next level and talked about the Builder Advantage program. And today, that's what we'd like to talk to you about, Mark. This is your project, and you're very involved in this, and we're super excited about it. It was clearly very, very well received at IBS. And
indeed.
So we'd love to hear you and tell us, kind of give us a little bit of an overview about the Builder Advantage program, what it is, why we rolled it out, and we'd love to hear about it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, as an overview, you know, this was kind of born out of the idea that Timberblock really wants to expand across the U.S. and Canada. So we have been around for 20 years. We've built a great brand and a great product, but you know, we've kind of been in our turnkey radiuses in our three locations, but we're really looking to expand out. Although we've built in some other states, it's kind of been hodgepodge and as they come up organically. So we've kind of come up with the idea for the Advantage programs, and that started with the Realtor Advantage program, where we're building a network of realtors. They're signing up every week and in new markets that we're not currently in. So they're generating leads by using our 70 plus designs and renderings to advertise their vacant lots. And they're bringing in leads in new markets. So we're going to need builders in all those new markets. And that's how the idea was born for the Builder Advantage program, is to partner with professionals that may have some experience with Timberblock or may not, that are unique to their market and looking to add to what they're already doing. So that's kind of how the program was originated and what the overall vision is for it.
You know, we've always been very proud of the fact that we could help our clients and potential clients vet builders no matter where we were building, because, you know, it's always been that. But this is definitely taking it to the next level, because it is, we are vetting builders. We're getting these partnerships. And I mean, it's just, it is a literally a win-win for the client, for the builders, and for pretty much everyone. But there is a kind of a ideal builder for us. Like, I mean, could you kind of explain a little bit about who the builder is that is perfect for this Advantage program?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we envisioned this originally, we were thinking of custom home builders that are, you know, specialized in their marketplace, that are looking to maybe add, you know, one to two, hopefully more, but certainly one to two builds to what they're already doing. And even if they're, you know, they're traditionally doing stick build or log homes or timber frames, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be an expert in panelized home systems or in timber block in general. We will train them. We, you know, they're not in this alone, although they remain independent and can still maintain their business. We're looking for folks who are looking to add a little bit of work to what they're already doing.
Now, anybody who's been listening to our podcast knows that Aaron is a builder himself. And so, Aaron, and we've talked about this before, one or two extra jobs a year is a big deal for a builder.
It really is. And, you know, when you're looking at kind of the year and forecast and you go through your business overhead and, you know, everything to pay the bills, that one job really does make a difference. And, you know, it could be one meaningful job can, you know, really push you over your goals as a, you know, as a business owner, as a builder. So yeah, I can't stress that enough. I mean, it's something that I've experienced, you know, and, you know, for me, when, you know, when we started the company and we're a small group of guys, you know, it's important to have that kind of mindset of growth and figuring out who I want to partner with. You know, I've got a whole bunch of subcontractors and different types of, you know, building supply subcontractors and, you know, different types of materials that I want to bring in, incorporate. And it just makes sense to partner with, you know, a company like TimberBlock, where it kind of full circle brings everything together and, you know, just allows me to run my business more efficiently.
So also too, I mean, you are a TimberBlock dealer. You've built a TimberBlock home. For those builders out there listening to this that are like, okay, I think that this is something, can you kind of give us a little bit of a overview of what it's like to actually build a TimberBlock home? Because again, anybody who's kind of followed us along in the last several years will know that any builders who have built a TimberBlock home, there are so many things that they like about it. I mean, it is the extra 1 to 2 jobs you can build year round, no matter what climate you're in, really, the speed and ease of construction. So can you kind of give a little bit of an overview of that?
Yeah, I always say it's a bit of a hybrid of, you know, conventional framing and SIPs, right? So TimberBlock's technology, everything that we manufacture is around the exterior of that home. So all of the exterior panels are what are manufactured by TimberBlock. Everything else is pretty much conventional. We do incorporate a lot of engineered materials like engineered roof trusses, you know, floor joists, web trusses, those kind of materials. But, you know, as a builder, you know, you come across that stuff every day. You know, you're familiar with that style of construction for the most part. You know, really the only difference is the exterior wall. So we call that balloon framing, and we'll use a large boom truck or a crane and we'll balloon frame the exterior. And then from there, everything else is conventional. So, you know, when we're doing an install, let's say we've got a brand new builder building their first TimberBlock home, we're going to send a technician out to that job site. So you've got, you know, years of experience and really having somebody on site to just answer questions, you know, making sure everything comes off the tractor trailer the right way and, you know, your crew is assembling it correctly. You know, having that person, that support on site is amazing. And then from there, it's kind of business as usual. You know, after the walls are set, you're good to go at that point. So, yeah, it's just the whole system and the process that TimberBlock has kind of built out. You kind of have that support from literal start of design and conceptual design and working with a client all the way to completion. And you're going to have somebody kind of in your, basically on speed dial as well, the entire step of the way. So, which again, as a business owner, it's very important to have that whole team of people, right? So, you know, I've got a company of 3 guys, let's say. Well, in reality, I've got 15 more people that work for TimberBlock that are essentially working for me, on, you know, my behalf and also for the client's behalf. So yeah, it's really a streamlined, kind of very efficient process and just a way to build your business out.
So we have, and you said it best, there's a team from the design team. I mean, we've got it, everything from start to finish and beyond. We have home consultants. I have people myself that have built a TimberBlock home 10 years ago. We're friends on Facebook still. I mean, we're sharing pictures. We make connections. We talk with these people and see them through and through way, way beyond. So there's just, it really truly is when, you know, I do the social media and you'll see a lot of times I'm posting about the TimberBlock family and, you know, a new client comes in and is welcome to the TimberBlock family. I've worked here for, I think, like 14 years, and I really, truly feel like it's a family. So for me, I mean, I might not be building the homes, but, you know, having these new builders come on and adding all of this is just nothing but exciting. And I want to talk a little bit about just TimberBlock as a whole and kind of if you guys can kind of explain, you know, the difference between a TimberBlock home and let's say a traditional stick built home or a timber frame home and the differences. And yeah.
Sure. You know, and one of the things that questions I got a lot in at IBS from builders that would come up was, you know, they're a traditional, you know, stick built home, custom home builder. And they would a lot of times ask, you know, what are those differences or what are some of the benefits of looking at the timber block model? And, you know, the speed and efficiency, which we've touched on many times here, is one of the biggest ones. One of the things that I think is tremendous for a builder is to be able to, you know, put a foundation in, and once our walls are delivered to the job site, they go up in a day. They can oftentimes be dried in 2 weeks, you know, which is phenomenal. And when you explain that to someone who's used to doing it the traditional way, it takes much, much, much longer. You've got a lot more labor cost. Your crew's working out in the elements, whether it's hot or cold or rainy, whatever it may be. So, you know, it's the engineered panels make it a very, very smooth and efficient build from a traditional versus the panelized home system. But Aaron, do you have more experience with log homes or timber frames?
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, having, you know, worked on projects with conventional kind of log and traditional timber frame, you know, they're beautiful, they're rustic, they have a certain charm about them, but they're an absolute beast to build. There's a lot going on, there's a lot of steps, the whole system. It's tough sledding sometimes, especially where I live here in New England. You know, our seasons are pretty tight to actually get a home weather tight and built, you know, so usually as soon as, you know, the spring breaks, it's just go, go, go. And it's really, you know, how fast can you get it buttoned up and get everything under a roof? So, you know, that's really the big difference to me, is being able to go to, you know, a job site that is weather tight, windows and doors installed, under roof in, you know, 2 weeks. It really makes a big difference. And then you can work on everything inside. You know, so the other thing too is one of the things that we see with traditional timber frame, you know, that traditional post and beam, it's a very particular set of skills, right? So the mortise and tenon and bringing that whole assembly together, it's a very costly labor. The labor costs of that kind of project are pretty high. And there's only so many folks that actually know how to do that type of work. So getting on their schedule is tough too. So when I'm seeing jobs out here and we're pricing them out, you know, a typical timber frame is probably one of the higher cost per square foot ways of construction here in New England, at least. So, yeah, there's some big differences between, you know, that kind of traditional log and timber frame versus that hybrid, approach where we use that sit panel with timber block.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not. I think you might. I'm not 100% sure, but, and this is what I like to talk about when we talk about, I'm kind of scooching back to the whole year round, and, you know, in the spring, everybody's busy and you're talking about getting your subcontractors and this, and all of a sudden it's, you know, that kind of, but being able to build year round. So I think you know this, but I don't know. But so we built a timber block home ourselves. And so we had it was just north of Quebec, north of the factory. It's a North Cliff. And so when that was being built, we had, Aaron, I'm not sure if you were there, but we held a, like an annual kind of timber block meeting there where they were, all the North Cliffs were being built. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this, and it doesn't matter if you're listening in Canada or the US, because once it hits minus 40, it's minus 40 regardless. And it was crazy. And we had people like yourself, Mark, you know, like from the South, and everybody was there, and it was literally minus 45 degrees. And I swear to you, there were people working, and I was watching that house, and they were working on that house. Plus the walls of that house went in, and there was a whole pile of snow on the ground. So I have all sorts of pictures. And to me, I mean, there's nothing that it's facts. It was really cool to watch. So yeah, just kind of wanted to, you know, give an actual picture to it, that this is a real thing.
It's amazing. If anybody watches any of the time-lapse videos on our website, it's fun to watch a wall raising. It's kind of unbelievable to one day drive by and all you see is a foundation. The next day you drive by and it looks like, from the outside, it looks like a house. So it's pretty amazing.
It's so true. Yeah. And actually head to our YouTube page, because we do have those time-lapse, and it's funny because the walls do go up in a day. And so our time-lapses are like 1 minute.
You know? easy to watch, right?
So going back to IBS, both of you guys were there. You guys talked to a whole bunch of people. You rolled this out. You talked to a lot of builders. I mean, I was going through your list. You talked to builders from literally all over the world. That is the largest like construction show in the world. And it's something ridiculous of the amount of people and all of this. And you talked to everyone. And so, Mark, what were some of the, I kind of know that everybody, you know, it was so well received. But what were some of the questions that you got, not even just at IBS, but you've been talking to builders literally every day before and since then? So what are some of the FAQs you're getting?
You know, some of the bigger ones or more consistent questions I'm seeing on a routine basis is a lot of times is, you know, how will it fit in with their current workflow? You know, like in other words, if they're already building, say that 2 to 3 homes a year and they do decide to join our network, you know, how's that going to impact their business, right? So again, it goes back to our speed of build, those wall raisings. And once they understand that, you know, hey, if you can get your foundations in the summer or spring, summer or fall, you can build all winter, you know, because we can again, ship out those panels, get the walls up in a day, get you dried in a couple of weeks. And they have consistency for their crews and things like that. So those are the things that they really enjoyed hearing about. The other part that inevitably comes up, whether it's a consumer or a builder, oftentimes is how does electrical work when the panel is solid, you know, because they come from the factory solid panels. And it's actually quite simple. You know, it's we have vertical built-in chases between each panel that we go back in after the build and seal up and put in foam insulation around the wiring, but it makes it very, very natural and easy to run wiring. You can go to our blog and check out for more pictures and see more details on that, but it's a very, very simple thing to do on site. And then the other one is training. You know, a lot of them have a lot of questions about how does this match up, you know, although they understand it's like traditional building or stick building once the walls or the panels go up. But they, you know, they'll have questions. And just knowing that, as Aaron touched on, you, we're going to send out a technician for the first few builds to make sure that wall set goes correctly. And then we can answer those types of questions for their crew, for their framing crew, to make sure everybody understands exactly what their role is. And then even all the way through the build, they can call and pick up the phone. And as you mentioned already, that, you know, we're kind of like a family. They can call anybody and get a question to their or an answer to their question right away.
So speaking again of our YouTube channel, like, but you know, so we do have our podcast is full of Aaron talking about being a builder and doing this, but also on YouTube we do have James too. He's in Colorado, and he yes. goes through kind of, you know, that whole entire kind of a partner builder and a build. So you can go and check that out too, because he explains it really well and he's on site as well. So I think that's, you know, that definitely worth it to go take a look. There's lots of good stuff on there too, but
One of the other things too, Mark, was one of the things that came up at IBS, you know, as a builder, a lot of guys, you know, they're also trying to vet their customers and making sure that, you know, they spend a lot of time, you know, talking with potential clients. And that's really the other aspect of this is, you know, for the most part, they're getting a project that is pretty much good to go. Right. So, sure. You know, we've kind of taken it upon us and the whole kind of sales side of what it means at Timberblock. So that person comes into the Timberblock kind of ecosystem. They might be talking to us about certain plans. And, you know, those conversations pretty much have already been done. So we're kind of, once you get that sense that somebody's ready to actually build, you know, now we're going to introduce, you know, that builder to that client and maybe our design team, and they're going to have some input in even design. Right. So that's one of the big things too, is like, as a builder, sometimes you just get a set of architectural plans and it's like, here's my plans. This is the house I want to build. Can you do it?
Right.
Without any input from the builder. And that's part of kind of, again, we're kind of bringing everybody into the fold, and it's really a team effort from the builder. You know, even starting with the real estate agent, you know, from day one, yeah. You know, finding the land, finding the right piece of land for that client, introducing the client to Timberblock. dealing with, you know, our home consultants. You know, it's really, there's a lot of people that are kind of involved in that one project, let's say. And that's really the big thing, I think, as a builder. It's just knowing that I have some input on design.
Yes.
Because everywhere, you know, construction is local, right? So you might have a good relationship with a local lumberyard, and you might choose to use, you know, web truss for your subfloor, things like that. Those are important things for us to understand and know. So I think that was, those conversations happened a lot in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
100%. And they loved the fact that they could have that input, to your point. Yeah, that was a huge factor for them.
So how do people, like the builders out there listening, like how can they start this process? Do they give you a call? Do they go online? Like, how can they kind of get more information? Where do they start?
It's a great question. If they go to timberblock.com, if scroll all the way to the bottom of our webpage, there's a button there that says partner with us. They can click on Builder Advantage Program, and they can click on sign up here. Once they do that, the form will come directly to me, so I can reach out and schedule some time to answer all the questions, give you a little bit more insight, walk you through all the steps and the processes of exactly what that looks like to join us. And that's about as simple as it is. It's pretty straightforward.
The Builder Advantage Program rolled out, right? Actually, I mean, the Realtor Advantage Program has been going for quite a while now. I think we're a few months into it. And that's kind of where this all started. What we've basically done with the Advantage Programs is, like you said, Aaron, I mean, we can start right from the buying land portion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just real quick touch a little bit about the Realtor Advantage Program leading into the Builder.
Absolutely. So the Realtor Advantage, again, is a simple process where realtors are able to sign up with us. It's free for them to join our Realtor Advantage Program. And what they get, we've created a portal for them that gives them access to our renderings that we've already designed and can build for a client. And they use these beautiful, you know, pictures, if you will, to put on a vacant piece of land. And if you've never been a realtor or don't know anyone that is, that tends to be one of the harder sells in real estate is selling a vacant piece of land, because it's hard to market it. You know, when you just take a picture of a tree or some dirt, it all looks very similar to other trees and other dirt. So, you know, when you add a beautiful home from Timberblock on there, it all of a sudden it garners a lot more attention for that listing. So then it helps that real estate agent from the perspective of moving that land sale. So it helps them move property. And then also it's bringing a lot more interest to Timberblock, and people are finding Timberblock in a new and unconventional way and fast for us. So, and hence the reason for needing to build this entire network of builders as we go into new markets with real estate agents. It's kind of a symbiotic relationship, if you will. So if we're adding 10, 15, 20 agents in a new market, we're going to need a builder or builders. You know, the other thing is that the builders get to dictate to us what their sandbox is. You know, builders, I know it's important to them. Sometimes they'll travel so far away from their sphere, and others want to stay really, really close. That's part of that conversation when they decide to join us or start talking to us about joining our program, is they get to tell us where they are able to or wish to work.
So. Oh, excellent. All right. Sounds good. Awesome. Do you guys have any other thoughts? Anything?
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like that's pretty much the trifecta of, you know, the whole process of building a custom home, right? It's connecting the real estate agent and the client, the architect, the engineer and Timberblock and the builder, right? And kind of parlay that into, you know, you've got a lot of builders that may also own land, or you've got developers, you know, folks who, you know, are sitting on land. Like even for myself, you know, being able to list and ghost list a Timberblock home on our land, you know, as a builder, I get to kind of set the market. I get to set the terms for what I want to actually build, right? It's, you know, if there's a certain style of home that I love, I'm going to list it. I'm going to try to build that house. So I think that does kind of parlay into more of that, kind of, let's call it a developer advantage program as well. So there's a whole nother opportunity, you know, as a builder to kind of be a little bit more involved in kind of the bigger picture of building these timber block homes in your community.
Perfect.
Excellent. Anything else from you, Mark?
Well, all I can say is if you're a custom home builder out there and you're hearing this for the first time, I can only encourage you to reach out to us, whether you call us or fill out the form online. We'd love to talk to you a little bit more about joining your market.
Plus, like I said, I mean, or like you said, anytime somebody fills out that form online, they get to talk to you, and you're always really fun to talk to, Mark.
Thank you, Queen.
Well, thank you again, Mark, for taking time with us. We always enjoy having you, and we've had you before talking about earlier on, and when we took a deeper dive into the Realtor Advantage, you can go back, listen to those. Aaron did a really good recap of IBS last month. That was super fun. You guys talked to Mike.
Check it out.
Yeah, definitely check that out. And stay tuned because we have a lot more fun stuff coming up in future episodes. And once again, thank you guys so, so, so much. And you can find all of our episodes on Spotify and, of course, our YouTube channel. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye.